This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who joins me today to explain why he's very concerned about the Obama administration's posture towards Israel and the Middle East crisis. And Mr. Mayor, it's great to have you with us.
It's great to be with you. How are you, Greg?
Doing very well, thank you. And I know there's a couple of different issues that you're concerned about from what we've seen this week.
Well,
let's start with the policy issues and this ongoing Obama criticism of Israel for what it considers additional settlements. Netanyahu, of course, disagrees with that, saying it's in the capital city. What do you make of the big deal the Obama administration is making about this?
Well, I think it's consistent with his policy of appearing to be more favorable to the Palestinian side than the Israeli side. You know, maybe he doesn't want to be, but it certainly comes out that way. I mean, the reality is that this issue is an issue that hasn't been settled for a very long time. The Israelis, the capital of the state of Israel is Jerusalem. There's even a law that he's not following. Of course, President Bush and President Clinton didn't follow it either, that you're supposed to move the capital to Jerusalem. Congress passed this law back in the 90s. So, I mean, this even by American law, Jerusalem is recognized as the capital of the state of Israel. Now, why they can't settle 1,500 people is only something that someone that wants to pick a fight with Israel makes a big deal out of. If you disagree with Israel on this issue, if you disagree with Netanyahu on it, and he's an ally and friend, which he is, then President Obama should have asked Hillary Clinton to call Netanyahu privately and have this out with him privately, but not publicly. You don't display divisions with a friend publicly like this. Now, he thinks it's going to get him some credit in the Islamic world and in Europe. It's not. It's just going to make him look weaker. And just like his failure to take a picture with the Dalai Lama looked like he was afraid of China. Now he's afraid to take a picture with Netanyahu. Looks like he's afraid of the Islamic world or Europe. I mean, Israel's a friend of ours, one of our few really close friends. My goodness, if we're afraid to take pictures with the Israeli prime minister, but we're begging Ahmadinejad to negotiate, what kind of a picture does this send to the rest of the world?
Well, let's talk about both of the points you brought up there, starting with the message that the president hopes to send to the Arab world, which you say he is not by his posture towards Israel. If it appears to the Arab world that the U.S. and Israel are more distant, what do you believe will be the Arab reaction?
I believe, well, first of all, put aside the Arab reaction to the Iranian reaction, which right now concerns me more. The Iranian reaction will be what they, I think, have already come to the conclusion of, that the Obama administration is weak. I think they have no fear of the Obama administration. I think we've given away all of our leverage in talks with them. Even this thing that he did in Poland and the Czech Republic, where he pulled away the nuclear defense they were promised in order to get Russia to back tough sanctions on Iran. Well, Russia has refused to back tough sanctions on Iran. And I understand the administration, the Obama administration, is now trying to water down the sanctions so they can get Russia and China to agree. Now, if you water down the sanctions enough, they will agree because they don't mean anything. What's the point of weak sanctions? That's not going to do anything to Iran. So I thought from the very beginning that this is a very wrong approach. This is an accommodationist approach that comes out of the thinking of the left wing of the Democratic Party. It's the same thing that Hillary Clinton rejected when she was running against him, when he said he would negotiate with Ahmadinejad without preconditions. And she said that would be dangerous and immature and naive. She was right then, and she's wrong now.
The right posture here, whether it's the Middle East crisis or getting tough on Iran, what are the best realistic ways for the president to approach those issues?
There's only one way to deal with Islamic extremist terrorism. I know this from 30 or more years of dealing with it in one way or another. You've got to be strong, and you have to have resolve. You stand up to bullies. You don't cower in the face of bullies. When you show weakness to bullies, they take advantage. When you stand up to them, you push them back. I wrote about this in my book. I'm convinced of it. I can trace that for you in the history of our dealing with Islamic terrorism. When we've been weak, they've attacked more. When we've been strong, we've pushed them back, and we've been able to hold them at arm's length. He's making a very, very big mistake. But it is consistent with what he's doing in domestic policy. This is, after all, the United States senator who, over the last 2 to 4 years, has had the most liberal left-wing voting record in the Senate. And he's taking our country on about as big a swing to the left as we ever have gone, either on foreign policy, where we've become accommodationist, or on domestic policy, where we're trying to look like a social democracy in Europe.
Mr. Mayor, just jumping off on the last point you made there, obviously the midterm elections are coming up in a few months. There are intense passions right now on both sides of the aisle. What are you sensing, given what we saw in Virginia, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and even in a congressional district in your home state, as to what the political outcome may be later this year?
Well, I think the American people are going to want a correction from this relentless march to the left, whether it's in government-controlled health care, or it's in accommodation, its policies to Islamic terrorism. You know, I've even mentioned the accommodationist policies in giving Miranda warnings to terrorists, wanting to give them civilian trials when you don't have to, wanting to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York. I think the American people are going to want a check and balance on this relentless march to the left that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and President Obama are taking us. And I think that there's a very good chance that we'll elect a Republican majority in the House of Representatives, as basically is saying enough is enough. We've gone way too far to the left. Now we're fighting with our friends and sort of begging our enemies to talk to us. And that is traditional far left Democratic thinking.
Mr. Mayor,
I emphasize far left Democratic thinking, not mainstream moderate Democratic thinking.
Mr. Mayor, great to have you with us, sir, today.
Thank you very much
for your time.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You too, sir. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thank you, sir. That was great. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.